Shit.
I have two items on the agenda, and my first one has to do with the Bayard expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. And it's an amendment to the Whitman and Record contract for the design of regional infrastructure for a proposed project in our South Coastal Planning Area. And what I've got over here is a map. It shows you, this is our Bayard planning area, the big area that's identified. And inside of that is a proposed development called the Estuary, which is a large portion of that. And you can see it's in the center of it. And the proposed agreement is to design the regional infrastructure that would serve this entire area and would be integrated with our South Coastal Planning Study. It includes designing this regional pumping station, the Bayard Pump Station Number 1, regional force mains that go out and up here to Scruff. And it also includes looking at how the future pumping station down here, pumping station number 30, will connect and will take advantage of that that pumping station. The cost of the study, or the cost of the design, will be paid by, or is being paid by, the estuary. I actually have a check in hand for that. The cost of it is $521,522. And it is a little unique because this is not yet in a sewer district. It is our planning area, but it's not in our sewer district. We've been working with the developers for quite some time on an escrow and annexation process, but they've asked if they couldn't move forward on the design of these facilities with the understanding they understand it's a risk. It doesn't mean that they are assured that they will be annexed into the sewer district. It works very well with proposed work we have in the area. We're planning to look at the redesign of our pump station 30 down here. That will connect to this pumping station and utilize it to address capacity concerns down here. And so we feel, and it gives us the regional facilities that will serve existing development out in this area. So we feel it's an appropriate thing to recommend that you adopt the or approve the agreement today, and let us move forward on the design. And what we'll do is we'll bring the annexation proposal in for your consideration. I'd like to say in a couple months, but it depends on when they get their concept plan done.
So, Russell, you're saying the developer's paying for the whole deal here, right?
Developers paying for the full cost of designing this pumping station, right, Force mains, some other regional infrastructure, and looking at how this will connect.
Uh-huh. And if he doesn't, if something happens that he doesn't get it put in, then it's just money's out of his pocket, nothing out of the sewer district.
That's right. I have a letter stating that they understand that.
Okay. Risky.
This,
you have a motion?
Risky with this group.
I have
Mr. Archer, the annexation could be to Miller Creek Sewer District or Johnson's Corner also, right? That's not part of this decision.
There's a potential to annex it into Miller Creek, and you can see this is state land. We would have to have the state agree to it because it does separate us, but we can look at that. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter which one it goes from Fenwick, annexation into Fenwick or Miller Creek, but it could be Miller Creek. Okay, I do have a motion. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council authorizes its president to execute amendment number 39, dated July 7, 2006, to its original contract with Whitman, Redcart & Associates, LLP, to provide the final design services for the Bayard expansion area, regional pumping station, force main, and associated regional sewers.
So move.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion that just read by Mr. Archett regarding the Bayard expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on the motion? Seeing none, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no, because I feel that the Bayard expansion is a terrible idea. It's not in a sewer district presently, and it should not become one, because if you've ever been back to that area, you'll not consider it an area that should be encouraging high-density development in a very sensitive, environmentally sensitive area. But we've had density for dollars. I guess now we have sewer service for dollars.
Sewer for dollars.
And so I think it was also very controversial, that whole area, that whole development was very controversial, very much opposition from those area residents. And just don't think it's appropriate. And I don't, again, it may be planning, folks, but I think it's poor planning.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the recommendation of engineering, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on recommendation of engineering, I vote yes.
Mm-hmm. Jones.
My vote is yes, also.
My vote is yes. Motion's carried.
Another nice area down the drain.
Time we make those developers pay.
You were a fool. Not just a little fool, you were a big fool.
Okay. The next item I have on the agenda is change order number 3 to the South Ocean View contract. You recall several weeks ago when I came into council about change order number 2, which was the paving of roads. Question came up from Mr. Phillips if there was more change orders in the making out there, and I said yes, there was. And at that point, we were still in negotiations with the contractor, and I told you it was about $100,000. And what I'm bringing in today is a proposal that's, as you see from that top sheet, is $99,109.50. That would be a net increase to the contract after we close the contract out. So it does increase the contract that amount to take care of the additional cost associated with the stump removal. I told you that change order number 3 was specifically for stump and debris removal. Contractor encountered the stumps and other debris. They were buried under the road. He hit them during construction. They had to be removed in order to be able to install the sewer pipes. The big problem here is volume. I've given you some general pictures to show you what he ran into. I mean, we're not talking small stumps, and we're not talking small trees either. Those had to be moved to another site out of the way. Obviously, that required additional fill. It requires handling of them. I'll go into that in a little bit more. We estimate there's about 375 loads of these. And so the estimate is based on that. And what has to happen with this is that you have the stumps and the dirt. They have to be separated. There are people that will, places that will take the dirt that might have some organic matter in it, but there's other places that take the stumps. They have to be ground and disposed of some other way. We did look at taking them to, I say we, but the consultants looked at taking them to the landfill and just dumping them. It would have been between $300,000 and $350,000, so there was no cheap alternative. And as council knows, it's getting tougher to get rid of these things all the time. You just can't burn things when you want to anymore. Disposal is a problem. So in handling this, we have to separate them first. We have to load them up. We'll have to take them somewhere. Then they're either ground or disposed of. I do have Mike Gilbert with me today, right here from Whitman, Reckart & Associates. He's much more familiar with the negotiations that went into this as far as coming up with the final number. We negotiated with the contractor for like 6 months, so this is not something we brought in very quickly. It's something we looked at trying to come up with the best numbers we could. But if there's any questions about the specific disposal method, location of disposal, or costs.
So the $100,000, Russell, it takes care of the digging them up, which was a problem, certainly, and getting rid of them. Is that what we're saying?
There's the handling, not just getting rid of them, but before we can get rid of them, there's all the handling that has to take place and the hauling.
Are we going to send the bill to Demrec because they gave them permission to bury those?
I don't think they gave them permission.
You don't think so? It used to be, they could buy.
Is that right?
But legally, and actually there is a fund out there that the state has, Demrec has, even though it's underfunded.
Is that right?
It's that we can recoup some of the funds, if possible.
Yeah. Mike
Brown is the man at Demrec to call.
How many truckloads did you say there was?
About 375 total.
There's 375 of the organic root matter, and there is approximately 100 loads of the stump and woody material. Then these are 30 cubic yard loads that we're talking about.
I have two friends. One was named Stump and one was named Woody. I was wondering what happened to them.
What did they actually do with them?
Stump and Woody.
What did they do with the materials? The time of excavation, being that they're in a crowded subdivision, they had to get them out in the volume that they had. They had to spend time separating the dirt from the stump itself. No place would take the stump except the landfill at $61.50 per ton to take a dirt and stump material. As Russell said earlier, $300,000 to $350,000 minimum estimate. We have about 8,000 to 10,000 cubic yards of it, and these pictures do not show all of what we have down there.
It was huge.
As a result, the contractor, to get it off of the site now, the subdivision, so he could continue his work, stockpiled these over and did a separation process while he was taking them over to the main pump station site. What we have out there now, as we call it, affectionately we call it Mount Izzo and Mount Orchard out there. We have two piles of these things. Mike, by the way,
they're still out there.
They're still out there now, and the contractor is waiting for the approval to be able to go ahead and get rid of these things.
Refer to them as some kind of habitat and just leave them there.
They're on our pump station site.
They're on private property.
Oh, they're not on our property?
They're not on our property.
Well, is included in getting rid of them completely by the contractor?
By the contractor, well, and legally. It's a legal request.
Yeah, we'll do an agriculture burn. Yeah, we can do that in September.
Quick.
Yes. All they want to do is burn something.
I mean, there are local people who have stump grinders and
ceremonial fire
would set it up and grind them right there. But I'm sure he knows that.
In this process here, the actual disposal cost, when you get the material to these sites, is relatively inexpensive. I think Russell has some numbers on it. The bulk of these numbers of this cost here is with the equipment, the steel, the manpower, the trucks and all to handle these things, separate them, get them prepared for a site. And that's the reason why we're able to do it under $100,000, is because we prepare the material for people to accept it at a very reasonable cost at that time.
Out of that, there's about $11,000 out of that $99,000 is what it costs to actually physically grind the stumps up or get rid of the soil. The majority of the cost is in handling it, the equipment to do it, to lift it, to shake, you know, to get the dirt out. That's the biggest part of the expense.
Some of these logs are up to 30 feet long and over 14 inches in diameter. It just took big equipment to handle it.
They were under the road, most of them?
Yes.
They were in that last map shows the extent of where they were under the road. So it wasn't like there was just a couple isolated spots.
Was this a state road?
No, these were private roads in a private subdivision, and they weren't paved. I mean, it was, you know, we came in before to get them paved. I mean, that's what our request was before.
Mr. Archer, could someone contact DENREC? I'm sorry. Could someone contact DENREC about the possible reimbursement for some of the costs?
I mean, I'll tell you, they did allow giving permission back in the Brownville.
The only thing I can say is this is covered under the funding we have from DENREC. So, I mean, and we're still below the grant money that we have for this project. Okay. So, I mean, it's not like we're exceeding our project costs overall. So in essence, I guess they are paying for it.
Just don't have to wait in line. That's
right.
Sounds like a lot of money, but after looking at the volume of the coming out of the ground,
that's amazing.
It's probably reasonable. But it will. This includes disposing of them off our site completely.
Yes.
You got a motion.
And I'd like to add that we're pretty well done the contract, so we don't expect the last change order we come in will be the balancing change order. And at this time, we expect it to be basically about even. So anyway, we're in good shape, we think, as far as bringing in change orders. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the county's consulting engineer, Whitman, Reckhart & Associates, LLP, and the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 3 for the Sussex County contract number 06-02, South Ocean View Sanitary Sewer District, with Edward McGinn General Contractors, Inc., be approved in the amount of $99,109.50, which increases the contract from $4,684,810.44 to $4,783,919.94, contingent upon the approval of the State of Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion just read by Mr. Archett on South Ocean View Sanitary Sewer District change order number 3. Questions? Seeing none, Mr. Cole. Out of the room, Mr. Phillips.
You should have known he's quiet.
He didn't have any questions. I should have known. Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson.
I